Texas woman gets probation for stabbing date as revenge for Iranian general's killing. By Amy Furr on August 6, 2023. The woman accused of stabbing a man as revenge for the death of an Iranian military figure was sentenced this week to probation, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reported. The incident happened on March 5, 2022, near Las Vegas when the victim called law enforcement from the Sunset Station Hotel, claiming a woman stabbed him in the neck, the outlet said Friday. The report noted the pair initially met through a dating app. Following her arrest, 23-year-old Nika Nikaubin faced attempted murder, battery, and burglary charges, while also pleading guilty to a pair of felony counts of false imprisonment with a deadly weapon. The two individuals were apparently having sex when the stabbing occurred, Fox News reported Sunday. On Wednesday, the young woman was sentenced to 3 years of probation. In addition, she must finish 100 hours of community service while undergoing mental health treatment. When officers initially took her into custody, Nikaubin told them she wanted revenge for the killing of General Qasem Soleimani. According to a Breitbart News report on January 2, 2020, the U.S. military, at the direction of President Donald Trump, killed Iran's most significant military figure, Qasem Soleimani, in airstrikes in Baghdad early Friday morning in a huge blow to the Islamic Republic. The Pentagon confirmed in a statement that it killed Major General Soleimani, the commander of Iran's elite military forces, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force, as well as the commander of Iranian-controlled Shia militia forces in Iraq, Syria, and around the world. Soleimani was by all accounts responsible for the killings of hundreds of Americans over the years prior to his death, the outlet later reported. Nikaubin apparently admitted to the stabbing at the hotel, according to video footage News Nation shared in December. Per the Review Journal, defense attorneys claimed Nikaubin had been suffering a psychotic episode when the stabbing occurred. However, she later began prioritizing her mental health, the attorneys said. In February, the University of Texas at Dallas banned the young woman from attending classes while she was under house arrest in Texas prior to the stabbing trial, according to Fox 4. Phil Roth, a university spokesman, confirmed that Nikaubin was admitted for the spring 2023 semester before university officials became aware that she was charged with a crime and is under the jurisdiction of a Nevada court, the outlet reported at the time.